Hugh Bowman's joining us now on Racing HQ. Morning to you, Hugh.
Good morning, gents. How are you?
Yeah, pumped for today, mate. It's an exciting one. Five Group 1s. It's just going to be fascinating. And thankfully, the sun's just come up. We didn't get as much rain as other parts. So hopefully we've got an improving track today, Hugh.
Well, I hope so, because I galloped on it Thursday morning. It was pretty heavy then. Hopefully it gets to a six. What's it rated?
Heavy eight this morning. Eight this morning. Just with that, we had 3.5 last night.
Yeah, well, when I rode on it on Thursday morning, I had my doubts that it'd get to a six. And at an eight now, it may get to a seven with a nice day today, but it's going to be a wet track, isn't it?
Yeah, it will be. Boy, you've been travelling. Hong Kong Derby, that would have been a thrill last week.
Oh, it was most exciting. And what's most exciting about it was, you know, the horse has been purchased specifically for that race. Obviously, they contacted me before Christmas to go and ride it. So I've gone over and ridden it in all the lead-ups, and we were lucky enough to win the first one, the Champions Mile. But, it's just really nice when a plan comes together, and it meant a lot to the owners and to Frankie Law. He's the first local trainer to win that race, which is their signature race. It's like our Melbourne Cup for us here in Australia. And I think it's 18 or 20 years since a local trainer's won it. So, I was really delighted for Frankie. And it was great for me too, of course. But, it's great when a plan comes together.
Yeah, for sure. I'm thinking about booking another holiday soon. You can't flick me over a couple hundred freaking fly, freaking fly points. A couple hundred thousand, I mean.
A couple of hundred won't get you anywhere. Nothing won't get you to the front gate of Rose Hill.
Just DN me after the show, will you?
Look, your association with the champions getting closer to the end. This looks a more straightforward race today.
It does, Ron. It's probably the weakest of the riders she's running, realistically, isn't it? So, from barrier eight, we'll just see how the pace is. I can't see a frantic pace, which might mean we just sit a little wider midfield if they go along. At a good pace, naturally, we'll be close to the back and come into it when she's ready.
Is it just an illusion, or is she getting stronger?
Well, I'm not sure that she's getting stronger, but she certainly hasn't gone backwards in any way, shape or form. And, I think the reality is if she had have shown any signs of, taking a step back, then she would have been retired immediately. She's as good as ever. Going to a wet track on her home track, I think we can expect a peak performance from her. She's primed for today. And, I think, it's hard going to the races being so confident, but she just does that to you. I've learnt to cope with that. You try and work out what might go against you and, she's probably going to have to stay in the barriers today. And she scares the opposition off as well. And Black Caviar did the same. I mean, some of the races she ran in towards the end were just, glorified handicaps, realistically, and then she's carrying it weight for age, the same weight or less than the others. So, I don't go to the races with arrogance or with an arrogant mind, but, I have to see it how it is, as everyone else does, and I think it is one of the weaker races she's running. And, there's no one horse in today's race that I think, if it runs its best, could challenge us. I just don't see that. So I'll just go through the motion and I'll make sure that she has a trouble-free run. And hopefully, like all the other times, she produces as she has for the last 4 years.
If everything goes to plan, she goes to 2,000 metres next time. Do you let the pedal go like you've done in the past today?
I will. Yes, I will. I won't. Certainly it's been a bit of a pattern first and second up. If I can keep a bit in hand, I do. But, third up at 1,500, going to 2,000 next time, and also because it's her home track, she knows it so well. So she really knows where the time to work is, and she's not as inclined to clock off like she has, like she is when she gets to the front at other tracks. So, yeah, I think, you know, unless I'm told otherwise by Chris Waller, you know, I don't see any reason why we can't give her a good push to the line today.
Beautiful. She knows in the first, much better in the wet last week.
Yeah, she was. This is an interesting. She's one of the most consistent horses in training, this horse. I've ridden her a few times. I haven't been lucky enough to win on her. She doesn't win very often, but she always runs very well. Interesting that it's her first run at 1,200 metres. All her runs previously have been over the shorter trip. I think that's a good sign. She races like she wants it. So it's a horse that's got been racing for so long and had so many starts. It's just an interesting stat. But barrier one, she should get a good run. She likes the wet. The wet's not a problem. And just backing up 3 weeks in a row at first time 1,200. But Denny Williams, he knows his horses very well, and I'm sure there's a reason for the program.
Yeah. Charge, two wins from 11 starts. Look, he's led twice in his life for those two wins. It's the only two times he's led. Is it time to try that again?
Again, unless I'm told otherwise, that's the way I see it. He's a naturally fast horse, and he's a difficult horse in that the more you try and settle him, the more he wants to charge. No pun intended. He is well known, but if you do let him roll, he does relax within himself. He's not a horse that just wants to bolt with you. But as soon as you try and just ride a bit of a race on him, he does want to argue. So from barrier 14, I think it gives us the opportunity. It doesn't look to me to be pacing numbers.
No.
But the thing is, if you go out there with that mindset, with a horse like this, it's a bit one-dimensional. And if they take us on and really put it to us, well, they'll probably bring themselves undone, but they'll bring us undone too. And the other thing is, I'm not sure about the wet track with him.
No.
If he can sustain that speed, that, you know, if I let him go, he's gonna go at a pretty decent gallop. And can he sustain that on a heavy track? Has to be a query.
Yeah. Race 3 Etymology, he's found a new lease of life, winning 3 of his past 4.
Yeah, he has. I trialled him last week, and trialled really well. I rode him on Tuesday morning as well, and he's a horse that's feeling good about his job. It's an open race, and he could make his presence felt.
Deal Maker race 4, he'd be a place chance here. He's out of a few solid races.
Yes, well, you know, he's desperately unlucky not to win first up, and he's been consistent since. I love the fact that he's getting to 2,000. I personally don't think he's a horse that wants much further, but he's not sharp enough over a mile against this class of horse. And I mean, if the Autumn Sun wasn't in it, I'd be really confident of this horse figuring in the finish. I think he's an excellent place chance. If the Autumn Sun runs to his form, well, he's probably going to be too good for a lot of them. But I think my horse is certainly one of the next best.
Okay. Unforgotten, everyone's saying she can't handle the wet, but it's a bit harsh, I think. Her only run in the wet was a soft 5, and it's a round stakes. She disappointed that day, but that's hardly a wet run.
Yeah, I'm not... Look, it might prove that way, but I'm not going to the races with any concerns of her handling the wet. I'm confident she's ready to run a peak performance. I love to run in the Chipping Norton. And again, up to the 2,000 metres, this is a trip that we can see a figure at this level. And, you know, the last furlong last start was nearly as good as Wink. So that gives me confidence and a bit of a tricky draw. I'm more worried about the draw than I am about the track conditions, to be perfectly honest. And look, she's a top filly or top mare now, and if I can have any sort of luck from the draw, she'll be strong late.
The Slipper, Microphone, he's a nice ride coming in with top form. He looks a one-dimensional type of horse. You just put him in the box seat.
Well, depending how quick they go, Ron, and I think that's one of the, it's probably the biggest bonus of drawing where I have. You know, I can't see a frantic pace here, but, you know, you only need one or two to hold their spot or need the final length to get the nice run, and all of a sudden the pace is, you know, three or four lengths quicker than you predict. So I'm going to need to have my wits about me, and, you know, if they're not going quick, I need to be close enough. But I'll be able to judge that after we go. He's good out of the barriers. I like the fact that Cosmic Force is drawn next to me. You know, it'll either mean he's outside me and we're together, or he might go forward of me and I follow him into the race. Again, it's going to depend almost completely on the speed of the race, but I'm really confident he can run a hell of a race. It's an open race, and it's a race I'm very much looking forward to.
And you went out to Osborne Park out near Hawkesbury for Godolphin and Road Microphone on Tuesday. And what sort of, did you get the right feel from the horse?
I did. Well, certainly nothing to disappoint me. The track was soft. I don't think it was as wet as what I'm going to expect this afternoon. But, you know, it was rain affected and he glided through it. It wasn't an overly strong gallop, so we weren't out there to break records, but I did get a nice feel of him. I let him use himself without pushing him, and I was impressed with the feel he gave me. But, you know, I've only been out there once before in my life, so yep, it's a bit of a foreign track to me. The horse he worked with, I don't know. And, you know, so it wasn't the type of gallop I'm saying, well, we're going to win the slipper. But
yep,
there's certainly nothing to suggest that he can't.
And you finish with I'm a Princess. She's a well-performed mare for Tony McAvoy.
Yes, this is a... I don't know much about her. I haven't spoken to the stable. So, you know, tactics will be up in the air until I do. But from barrier one, probably try and hold a bit of a spot. I can't see much pace, and this horse has, you know, led and won a couple of times, so that might be an option too. But again, I'll be guided by the stable, and hopefully can finish off at what I'm hoping will be a successful day.
And just coming through is the Scratching of Charge. Just come out in a refresh page here. So Charge has come out of race two, number two, Hugh. As I say, it's just popped in at 7:23.
He should have read me after scratchings. He's probably
exactly. We look back sometimes, you know, on a Saturday, and think, "Gee, we wasted 5 minutes there on horses." But that's live radio. Hugh, you ride here today, and then of course we just spoke with Chris Lees. You go to Dubai to ride Brave Smash in the Elquaz.
I do. I'm going over. Well, I was going to ride Chevelle Grand, and when I heard that Brave Smash was going, I let Chris know that I'd be there, and obviously we've had a good association, and I've won the Metacado on Brave Smash, so I've had a great association with the horse. So delighted to have been given the opportunity, and looking forward to it.
And that Chevelle Grand's a pretty good horse, isn't it?
He is a good horse. He's a horse I won the Japan Cup on. He's a very consistent horse. If those better horses perform at their peak, he's probably a couple of lengths short. But if he gets the right run and it's run to suit, and they're just a few lengths off their game, you know, he's an ultra consistent horse, and he's a mature horse now. So I'm hoping, you know, the travel could even spark him up a little. But I've really enjoyed my association with him. He's been a great horse for me, and you know, I'd love for him to run well for me over there.
Well, it should be a good day, and it could be a very good day. Good luck with it.
Thanks very much.